12,540, Rebecca Wright seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for an existing fence. Sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located at the intersection of Coastal Highway, Route 1, and Dodd Avenue within the Ann Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 20994 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 92. Applicant's requesting a 0.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence in a front yard setback. We have 0 letters of support, 9 letters of opposition, and 2 mail returns.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You would state your name and address for the record.
Rebecca Wright, 110 Sherwood Hill, Huntingdale, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So I am seeking a 6-inch adjustment to the height restriction for the safety and containment of my children and my dogs. I hired a licensed, insured, bonded Delaware fence company and was told that they had taken care of everything, including pulling the permits and being told they didn't need them. And they had all the utilities marked and came out and started the fence. This road, it's right on Route 1. It's a dangerous, very fast road. I have large dogs. They can get over a 3.5-foot fence. The fence does not come forward past the front of the property, so it doesn't extend in my front yard. It's just along the side of the road. We got put in a split rail fence in order to improve the look of the community and provide full visibility. I think you can find from the pictures attached that there's not really any issues with seeing on the corner. And then the other neighbors walking along Route 1, most of them have fences in addition of 4 feet. Some of them are 6 feet and some of them are completely obscure, like a PVC plastic or solid wood, so I think that's my case.
Okay. There are 5 criteria, and I know you've gone through a couple of these, but could you please, and if you wanted to, I know I'm having a hard time hearing you. If
you could, thank you.
You can take off your mask if you wanted. If you could go through those 1 through 5, please, real quick for us.
Okay, so the first is the uniqueness of the property. It's right on a busy main road. The side does not have any houses against that part of the fence. That means that 6 inches adjustment. Number 2, the proximity of the highway again, and the 3.5 feet is a little bit short for children to climb over and dogs to jump over. The setback to the highway was not created by myself. The speed of traffic again is a safety issue. Number 4 is the essential character of the neighborhood. So we've been doing a lot of work to improve the property. It was purchased last year, and we've painted, we've improved the look and done everything we can to improve the look of the neighborhood, but yet still provide full visibility. So we purposefully chose a split rail fence so that people could see through it and it would look aesthetically pleasing. The pictures are provided in the packet. And then the minimum variance, so it's a 3.5, I found out after that it's a 3.5-foot limit, and we have we're requesting a 4-foot fence, so it's a 6-inch variance.
Are there any questions? You already put the fence up?
Yes.
And it's 6 foot?
No, it's 4 foot.
4 foot.
We want 6 inches.
Oh, okay.
Other fences in the neighborhood are along Route 1 are 6 foot.
6 foot, okay.
But ours is just a 4-foot fence.
4-foot fence. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So you had a fence company put it up. They put it up 4 foot. Then you find out it's not in compliance?
Correct.
That's what happened. Okay. Got it. So it's already up. You're not changing anything. How long has it been there?
It was put in November of last year.
Okay. Thank
you. So I purchased the house and there were renters in there, and then once they were out, we started improving and making it safe for my family.
Sure.
Thank you.
Now that fence wasn't replacing another fence. There was never a fence there before this fence was installed?
Correct. On the other side of the property, my neighbor has a 6-foot PVC fence, so I just had to enclose it on the other side.
Right. Now that's the neighbor, what
this
direction
way.
Would that be?
20996.
92.02?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's that white foot fence along there is separating our property.
Yeah.
Further questions? Sure.
One of the things that I noticed in going through the packet, some of your neighbors had complained about the ability to see on Route 1 when they were coming to the intersection of, I guess it's Dodd Avenue and Coastal Highway. Do you care to address that?
I've provided pictures taken from my car at the intersection, and I can see clearly person that came out to check the violation, the constable, said to me when she called me that she had no issue seeing out of that that intersection when she was pulling out.
And a 3.5-foot tall fence would not serve your purposes because of the dogs clearing the fence?
Oh, correct.
You also, I think you stated, you have children also.
Children, yep. Two children and two dogs.
Can you tell us who the fence contractor was?
LSG Fencing.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Okay. Would you like to speak, or would you just like to say that you're in opposition of the application? You would like to speak? Okay, if you give us a second here. If you would, please sit back down and give her just a minute to clean this off.
I can go back to where you said.
William Percy Burton. I live at 21027 Dodd Avenue, 7th house on the south side.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but
absolutely.
Thank you.
From the photo there, pretty self-explanatory. When you pull up to the crosswalk there, you can see the crosswalk. The fence, when you look to your left, you see traffic coming southbound. You look at the fence. You cannot see traffic at all. Anyone is welcome to do that. So what I do, having lived on that street for a good part of my life, I have to pull out almost into the right lane, beyond the shoulder, to see oncoming traffic. I've lived on that street a good portion of my life, and there's never been a fence there. I'm not going to say that I'm opposed to a fence, but it's the position that the person has put the fence. You can't see traffic from the south. I mean, look at your picture here. You see the crosswalk. You see the shoulder. And Route 1, I think it speaks for itself. From the road with Lewis Canal Bridge to Dewey Beach. You have to live there to appreciate it. They come down there off that bridge, I'm telling you, if that light is green at Redwood Plaza, they'll hit 60 and 70 miles an hour. You think I'm exaggerating? That's your prerogative. But they do. And it's an extremely dangerous area. We've had one person killed at the Valaria station, I think 6 or 7 years ago. This, to me, is a blatant safety violation to put a fence when you have to pull out on the road and look, see downtown. You can't see it. You're looking directly at a wooden fence. So that's really all I have to say. I think it's pretty self-explanatory myself.
Any questions for this gentleman?
Yes, sir. I guess to meet the code, it would. She's asking for a variance that would be six inches. Is the variance that's? Do you think 6 inches would make a difference, or do you think it's just a matter of whether there's a fence there or not?
No, I personally don't. No. And to go higher, I think they want to go higher. I think it's already, you know, an obstruction, safety obstruction, blatant.
I don't think she wants to go higher. I think the fence company put it in wrong, and she's trying to rectify what she's got, is what she's trying to do. Am I correct with that?
You are correct. Okay.
Well, one second. Just one person.
The only thing, the fence goes directly up to the sidewalk, but the only thing between the fence and Route 1
is a sidewalk.
Is a sidewalk. And curb. I mean, there's really not room there. You know, maybe she could come out 3 or 4 feet to give whatever the purpose of the fence is a run before an hour. Practical common sense, I don't think there should be a fence there. That's really all I have to say.
Thank you.
A question?
Oh, no, a question for the county, not for the gentleman. So, for my own clarification, if this fence had been put in at 3.5 feet instead of 4, would we be here tonight?
No, it's permitted.
So, according to county rules, it had been put in at 3.5, we wouldn't be here.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So it's zero issue with where it is.
How about DelDOT? Anything with DelDOT? Mr. Sharp?
We would have to reach out.
Yeah, that's not something I'm aware of. I mean, DelDOT's got their own rules, and I don't know what they would say on it. So. And I do know that the applicant is up here, but I believe there's
yes,
more opposition.
Yes, I wanted to see if she would like to speak.
Typically, ma'am, what we do is we allow the opposition to speak, and then we allow the applicant to have a chance to rebut.
Well,
okay.
You have me in writing.
Okay, very good. I just want to make sure you had a chance to speak. With me.
You can. We're sorry. You can come back up. You'd like to respond to that?
Yeah, so I think the issue that the gentleman is talking about is that where the fence is, which is not in violation, so the front of the fence along the front of the house, so I'm trying to point it out on here, there is a gate there that is sometimes open, and I think that's where there's a where there's some lack of visibility. There's zero lack of visibility on the fence between the road. I did provide pictures. This one in particular, I'm actually in my car at the intersection. There's also a large bike lane, and my fence does not go up to the sidewalk. There's at least there's about a foot of grass before the sidewalk.
Ma'am, in that picture, you're over the walkway of your car.
My car is sitting on the walk.
So they're stopping back behind that walkway, and you got to go up that much farther for you to see.
But that is actually where the stop sign is, though.
The stop sign is at the walkway?
Yeah, so if
not
you...
back farther.
Correct. And so if you... So you ask what you see, there's another picture of the front of my house that has the... that has the fence and the gate.
You got a pretty dog.
They're badly behaved.
Is the gate for like power equipment or something like that to get back in?
Just for access, yeah, to get the mowers and such and lawn mowers and stuff in.
That complete?
I believe so, yes. Okay. Thank you.
Operator?
If anyone online is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case 12540 for seek of a variance for maximum height. I know the issue is the height. I just anything that causes a safety concern, I have a problem with, and so those are my reasons to deny the variance for the maximum height.
What a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Mr. Hastings, is the safety concern your concern that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Yes.
Thank you.
So we have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Voting no.
Mr. Workman?
Voting no.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
And I also, I say nay. So with a vote of 3-2, case number 12540 has been approved.
Thank you.
No?
No, that's just the motion to deny has been denied.
I'm sorry.
We have to have a motion to approve.
We need a motion to approve.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12540 for the requested variance for the fence height. I don't believe that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the exception was not created by the applicant and is the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Nay.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-2, your case number 12540 has been approved.
Thank you.
Next case.